Oh, geez. Our first show.
This is our first show. Yes. Well, welcome to what are we calling this?
We don't have a name. We're looking for a name for our show right now. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Brian Keller.
And we are a nameless show about that does the recap of what's hot in technology for the week for developers.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And Brian, where are we today?
We are live from the Dev 10 ship party here at Microsoft Redmond campus.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Clint Ruckus.
I am Mark DeFalco.
And we got some big news besides the fact that Mr. Keller and Mr. Fernandez left the keys to the car out and we took it for a ride.
Hi, and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. My name is Nicola.
And I'm Vlad.
I think we have a great episode for you this week.
You love it.
Oh, hi there.
Welcome to my office and welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I am Mark DeFalco.
I thought you were Brian Keller.
I'm Brian Keller.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
And I'm Daniel Keller.
Daniel Keller, my brother.
Boom. Whoa.
Oh, what have you done? I
don't know.
Hey!
There we go.
Hey!
Ron, no, you've got something over my head.
There we go. We truly do not know how this system works.
Yes. Was it Golnez just saying? She liked ours because our This Week on Channel 9, that is, because we have no idea what we're doing. And that is true. So I'm Duncan McKenzie.
I'm Clint Arcus. How you doing?
Yeah!
All right. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. It's our one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Right. And who do we have?
Brian Keller's here today.
Yeah, Brian Keller! Yeah.
And Dan Fernandez.
Yeah, that's true.
Clap. So awkward. And Scott Hanselman.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've reached an important milestone today. This is show number
300.
Okay.
Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
And I'm Drew.
And this is Niner, or we don't actually have a name.
I don't like that name.
Yeah, do you want to give this guy a name?
Yes, give me a new name.
It's a Channel 9 guy, right?
Yeah, Channel 9. Niner.
Yeah, but I want a real name like Steve or John or something.
We have a comment section like down below, so you just use it for...
Give me a name.
It should be a good name, not like John or Vlad, you know.
Buckface.
Excellent. So, but what we're going to talk about is that This Week on Channel 9 is 9. 9 years
Yay,
old.
It's my
nine
birthday.
Years old. Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Dan and Brian started it February 1st, 2008, right? And that, it's been a long time and many things happened like since then. What happened? Who remember? Like Vista, Windows Vista. Right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A ton of products have been released.
Xbox 360 was then.
Xbox 360 and then Windows 7, right? It's starting with first beta in 2009 and then the actual Windows 7 release. And then Microsoft got Skype on board. And then we introduced Surface and Windows 8, which changed a lot. So like, and obviously Microsoft Azure, which was like Windows Azure, right? Long time ago. That's been a lot, man.
You know what's changed a lot is this stage has changed a lot.
Oh man!
I mean, I can just remember all the renditions of. I remember Brian and Dan in the lounge chairs for a long time. They used to do it.
I wanted them back.
Then we had the green rooms, and then we have this beautiful stage here.
Yeah, we still have a green room, but we kind of prefer this one.
Yeah.
And all that time, I was never on the show.
Never. Yeah. So
neither was
finally.
I. So stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
Yeah. I mean, Brian worked for me when he started the show, and I never got invited on the show until today. So this is great.
Yeah.
I feel so good.
Talking about old stuff, this is how
you're old.
Channel 9 website looked like back 9 years ago. Like, it's a beautiful,
beautiful
website. I love it. Man, I would just want it back.
Right? I love the controls, the classic controls.
They are visible, awesome, you know. And it's not just about Chrome, it's also about content. You see like these beautiful fonts. And the color scheme is kind of the same. I love it. So actually, we didn't introduce you in a proper way. Drew Robbins.
Hello, I'm Drew, and I used to work with these guys and here at headquarters DX, and now I actually work in Japan, but I'm here today, just visiting, and I kind of crashed your party, didn't I?
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago, we were not going to have Drew here, but...
Here I am.
We changed our mind quickly.
We're happy you're here.
Thank you, Channel 9 guy. I appreciate it.
Made up by my name.
Yeah. From old stuff, sorry, Drew, to new stuff. So Channel 9 actually got the new Universal Windows application. So it's a proper UWP app. We already had the Channel 9 app before, but it's a better one, right? So you got all the videos, you can search, you can browse shows, you can browse events, and all these things you get used to with the website. So if you're using apps, I do. I use apps. You just go and download it and use it. It's a good app.
Cool. And what, it's available on the PC?
Yeah, it's available
Windows
on the PC.
Windows 10,
yeah.
Also on the phone, right?
On the phone. It should be on the phone.
And then is
it's
this one?
UWP.
Is this on the Xbox also?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You can watch it on the big screen too.
Yeah, it's beautiful Universal Windows platform.
Cool.
And talking about the Universal Windows platform, this week we shipped another insider preview build, 15.025 for PC.
And what's new in this one?
This build, it's not about like big news. It's more about bug fixes. Like previous build was really new. Mm-hmm. And we fixed a lot of bugs with this build. And I'm hosting this build for a while now. And I really love it. It's very stable. And I just love how it works. It's fast. And if you are proper Windows insider, you're actually using all these builds. So you better download it and use, right?
All right, Channel 9 guy, you got to get it installed soon.
Fine.
It's got all the creative features in it too, right?
Yeah, it's creator's update. So
you can create all kinds of great
things. Just getting better and better.
And no Windows.
And if you want to develop for Windows like in a full-blown way, you're going to use Visual Studio 2017. And we actually, again, shipped Release Candidate 3. So it's an update for Release Candidate of Visual Studio 2017. And again, it has a lot of bug fixes, and I'm going to say it once again. I'm using this for a while, and I love it. I actually have it side-by-side installed with the 2015 now and don't have major problems, so it's really good to go ahead and download it and use it. And if you are a .NET or .NET Core, .NET Native developer, and you're also using NuGet a lot, then this article by Rich Lander is going to tell you a lot about what's new with the .NET and .NET Core in 2017 release candidate. So if you're a .NET developer, you better read it.
And do you have any nuggets? Are there any really great things that are new?
And again, it's all about what we changed since last time we shipped 2017, which wasn't RC, it was like a preview. Uh-huh. And That's what this article is about. I didn't read it yet, so.
I see. But yeah. It just keeps getting better and better, the .NET Core. And the fact that you can get it, run it on Linux now, you can run it on Mac and run it on PC everywhere. Actually, in Japan, we've got a lot of developers super excited about .NET Core and really starting to bang out bits on it with their apps. So it's really great.
This guy wanted to tell something.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
You didn't want to talk about .NET Core?
No, it's okay.
Do you love .NET?
I like .NET. It's very nice. But they changed a lot of things in the latest one. So if you're still using the old .json, you have to wait until you have your project moved over to the new CS proj. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, so you pretend you're... Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
That was a good technical tidbit. Thank you.
Yeah. I try.
So do you want to tell us about .NET strategy then? Because apparently we have this strategy and we actually want people to know about it.
Yeah, Mads is a really nice guy who talks about all the different languages that we have in the .NET system. He talks about C#, he talks about F#, he talks about Visual Basic. It's a great blog post. You should really read it.
Yeah, and you should understand that it's not the roadmap. It's more like a strategy, more like a vision of how we see .NET languages and future of .NET language. Excellent. Switching from like purely dev stuff to browsers and what end users can use. Edge finally supports WebRTC. For, in case if you don't know, Universal Windows Platform and Windows obviously supports WebRTC for a long time now, for about a year. And we have a UWP SDK for WebRTC, so if you want to make a good voice over IP or like a video calling app, or even like use WebRTC for, let's say, just as a data channel, like in your game, for example, some people do it. So you can go ahead and download the SDK and use it. But having it in the browser is really important because it means if you have an app that using WebRTC on one side, you can just make a browser website that basically uses WebRTC components on another side, and they can talk to each other, they can see each other, and like that's a really exciting thing.
Magic protocols.
Yeah, magic protocol. WebRTC is awesome. I should say that.
Actually, I just hired a girl in Japan who was on the W3C standard body for WebRTC, so she's really excited about this.
Yeah, Bernard is also on that W3C thing, so they should know each other.
They might. Sakihoma.
Yeah, they should know each other.
Yeah. Hi, Sakihoma.
You should meet her someday, hey, Channel 9 guy.
Yeah. An event. Do you like events?
I love events.
I'm an event guy.
Especially ones where you can get down and hack and code. And
Absolutely. So end of March, there is going to be a joint event with Microsoft Hackster and Raspberry Pi. It's a virtual event, but what's special about this event, apart from the obvious thing that it's going to be very good, with a very good content, with excellent speakers and everything, it's actually going to be with the real devices. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go and register and order these devices, and then they will ship it to you. And like, make sure you do it in advance because it's end of March. They need some time for shipping, right? They ship it to you. And then you're going to follow the event virtually on the website, but do real things with real devices that are coming your way.
Those
devices are subsidized, so you will pay something, but a lot cheaper than if you just buy them.
Really? That sounds like a great deal.
And
there's some
deal.
Awesome things you can build with Raspberry Pi. I mean, I'm just amazed at things that people are creating.
Excellent. So going forward, and going actually to stuff we announced back in November at Microsoft Connect and at Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. And Samsung actually released a new preview of those tools, so they support, they keep investing in these. And these Tizen things, and you can now, if you're interested, you can now download and make your Tizen development even better with all these tools. And obviously, Visual Studio is the best IDE, can help you a lot in that. But that's why we need the Visual Studio tools for Tizen, right?
Yeah, cool.
Multi-platform.
You can build apps for TVs now.
You can really build just about anything with Visual Studio, where there's a tool for everything that fits into Visual Studio. So great.
Can you make anything for Samsung TVs?
Yeah, I like making apps for TVs.
Yeah, you're really like a TV guy.
Huh? Yeah, I like TV. It. Watching TV.
He's got a good face
having
for TV.
Okay, switching from TVs to more complicated devices. HoloLens.
Oh.
Yeah, that's CAE Healthcare announced the first mixed reality ultrasound simulation for Microsoft HoloLens. This is a very special thing, though. They don't use HoloLens for like real ultrasound, like diagnostics things, but they use it for teaching students. So basically, they have this, mannequins.
Yeah.
And once students start doing ultrasound, they can see how ultrasound works through the organs. So they render these organs and they can work with both hands if it's needed, and on the same time see all these manual processes that's going on, and then teachers can explain what's going on, right? And it's just very visual, and
that's cool.
And like it just gives the better picture to students, and it like gives them an ability to understand it better, right? And just in a completely new way.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just the educational experiences that you see from HoloLens are just awesome in terms of how it can change what kinds of things you can do when you're learning complex things like this.
I wonder what's going to happen if I do ultrasound on you, man.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, and Case Western University started doing these things with HoloLens and showing cadavers, you know, all the organs as holograms. And apparently it was a good practice because others kind of picking up this idea and building.
Yeah. We have a startup in Japan that's building something similar where they take a CT scan and then they re-render the CT scan in a hologram so that you can kind of pick up your own CT scan, the one that you just got, and you can kind of pick apart your body and look through it.
Yeah, that's also a good thing.
And then the mixed experience between the doctor and the patient being able to see the same thing, and you can point out, like, this is where you have some kind of issue, and we've got to fix this. We've got to look closer at this spot because it might be cancer or something, and so we can really walk through a patient through their body. It's kind of odd, but kind of cool at the same time.
That's just better for them. It means better for us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The future is now.
The future is now. This week, future is about our picks of the week, right? We start from Drew's pick of the week.
All right, my pick of the week is going to be a shout out back to Japan. We have coming up in May, 2 weeks after the big Microsoft Build event, 2 weeks after that, on May 23rd and 24th, we have our own Decode event. And we have Steve Guggenheimer is going to come keynote. And Joseph Sirosh is also going to be there keynoting. And then we're just going to have a ton of content around HoloLens and IoT and conversations as a platform and AI and Azure ML and all the great technologies. And so we'll have 2 days of really great content. And so if you're in the Japan area or if you even want to kind of come and travel from
remote. I want to come.
Yes, please.
You're
invited. Channel 9 guy is invited. We'll have Channel 9 there.
I don't fit broadcasting. On the
plane. And so... it's going to be a great event, 109 days from today.
109 days.
Yeah. How exactly. Do I know that?
From the day we shooting this show, which is Thursday.
Right. Ah, I see.
Yeah.
So it will be a few less days.
Yeah, a few less days for you guys. Then, how about your pick of the week, man?
My pick of the week is mixed reality with virtual reality.
What do you mean mixing mixed reality with virtual reality?
Well, I'm very self-conscious about the size of my head. But I really like the devices like the HoloLens and Vive. And this story is very interesting because people can wear both of them and they can interact with the same environment. It's really interesting. And I'm hoping that one day there will be a device that I can wear as well that I can do the same thing.
Yeah, if you care about inclusive design, make one for this guy, okay?
Thank you.
So we can put a big HoloLens in the Vive.
And Drew wrote a great blog post about the work they've done, so I encourage everybody to go and read it. It's really good.
Not this Drew.
Not this Bad Drew.
No, Drew Gottlieb.
Drew's awesome, obviously.
Drew's name is awesome.
Yeah. And last but not least, hopefully, it's my pick of the week. It's not quite a new thing, but I wanted to use this opportunity to remind you that next week on February 8th, there is going to be a Windows Developer Day for Creators Update. It's an online event where Kevin Gallo and other speakers will tell you about what's new in the Windows 10 Creators Update for developers. We're going to talk about a lot of things, about what's new in XAML, what's new in the developer platform overall, what's new with the devices, including Windows holographic devices. We're going to talk about there will be a Q&A, and we also will have sessions where, like, some people will go into the details. It's a great event with a lot of news, so you're not going to miss it. It's probably the last opportunity before Build to talk about what's new in Windows 10 for developers.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent. That's it for this week, and it was good to have both of you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on the show. I kind of crashed it, but thank you.
You were
thank you for having me. A bit silent today, but...
please choose a name for me.
Yeah, please choose a name for him, and thank you. And you see this thing, we could really get in trouble for saying this. That was an old, like, rhyme, or, well, like, how do you call it? Athen of Dan and Brian back 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a great... to be here 9 years since they started.
Yeah, congratulations to everyone that's been involved in the show. It's been a great 9 years, and hopefully we'll have 9 more coming.
Yeah, and by the way, next week there's going to be a very special show. You're not going to miss it. Thank you, and have fun, guys.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.